In the name of Jesus, amen. You do not hear the words, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. After the Sabbath, reflect on what was said in the creation account. There was no after the Sabbath. Instead, we heard that the Sabbath came and everything was done that needed to be done, that the Lord had completed his work. But now the work is truly completed, and we hear after the Sabbath. For we know what came after that first Sabbath. It was the fall into sin. It was man's descent into wickedness that we hear in Genesis 1 through 5, till finally we heard that account of the wickedness of man caused God to repent of the fact that he created man. Yes, it was so wicked that men who were sons of God, that is, who were believers, who were raised in believing households, went and married those who were the daughters of men simply because they liked what they saw. How different from this world is it really? It's much the same, is it not? The violence on every hand, we hear about it constantly. Men have not changed, and so before the flood, we hear that man's heart is constantly inclined to evil, and still after the flood, it is so, and you know it from your own lives. We need a Sabbath. We need blood shed for us. And so the first thing Noah did when he left that ark, we heard, was he offered up the sacrifice, and God smelled a soothing aroma. But it is not as soothing as what we smell now. We smell the sacrifice of the Son of God upon the cross. We smell what God the Father is well pleased with and what has fulfilled everything that was necessary. For we heard of the account of Abraham going to sacrifice his son, his only son, the one he loved, and he went a three-day journey. But this was not to be the son of promise. There needed to be a greater son, and so it was a lamb that was in the bush, a lamb that had to be sacrificed. And then we heard the account, of course, of Exodus. We heard of the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, the blood that had to be shed there, but it had to be repeated again and again and again. We heard of God's victory at the Red Sea, of how he destroyed the enemy, and he did it at morning. And so we rejoice that a new morning has come. The Son of God has been raised from the dead, that all our enemies have been defeated, that all our sin is atoned for. No longer is there need for us to offer up more sacrifices because the Lamb of God has taken away the sins of the world. We heard of creation and of the water out of which life was drawn. And we know full well that now the water where the Holy Spirit was is indeed now the water of the font, where you, dear friends in Christ, have been born again of water and the Word, where the one who is the light of the world, who came into this darkness of sin, who came for you, and who was offered up for you, and for your sin, for your iniquity, that one has conquered death and the grave for you. On this most holy night, we rejoice that his body was laid in a tomb to rest. For some in the world, of course, they want nothing to do with being laid in tombs. But we in the Christian church lay our dear loved ones in graves. And we await the day of the resurrection, for this is the way of faith, trusting in the one who indeed created us flesh and blood, who anointed us with his Holy Spirit in baptism, who indeed feeds us at this altar to eat and drink in our flesh, the flesh and blood of the Son of God, so that we might be strengthened in the one true faith. The Sabbath has come. There is now rest for you who are weary. Come unto me, he says, because he who died is the one who was raised again, and he shall indeed come again. You heard the words of those three who were cast in the fiery furnace, and let them be yours as well. That if our God should not save us from the persecutions of this world, he certainly will receive us into the eternal kingdoms. That was their confidence as they were cast into the fire. And though we did not hear it, remember who was in there with them in the fire. It was one like the Son of Man. It was our dear Lord himself. The Lord who says to you that he is with you. And so now we heard the words of St. Paul, that we should fix our hearts on things above. This night, we pray that it would be so among us, that we cling not to the things of the darkness, but of the light. For in the beginning, God created the light out of the darkness, and now his Son is the light of the world. Amen.